The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. This sort of stuff mystifies me, how they can maintain the records and do their forensic work. Now an inquest into a 1974 bombing in a Birmingham pub, Adam.
Yes, we do this, don't we, where we go back on these things. But I guess what they're talking about, the coroner anyway, is talking about is new evidence and evidence that was overlooked at the original inquest. So they're going to have a look again and have formal reopened inquests into the deaths of 21 people in Birmingham in 1974. They were killed in two IRA bombings in two different pubs in Birmingham. The bombs went off within 2 minutes of each other. Famously, six people were found guilty of the atrocity, but they were wrongly convicted and freed after 16 years in jail.
Yeah, it's called the Birmingham Six, remember?
That was them. Yeah, Free the Birmingham Six was a big campaign.
Yes.
Well, here we are, 42 years after the original incident, and the coroner essentially says that there is new evidence, although she does warn that there may not be a conclusion, that maybe the families won't be totally happy with it. But do you know what? 21 people dead, 222 people were injured. There are a lot of victims of those bombings, and they want some truth and justice and accountability, as some of the victims' groups put it.
Very fair
maybe
point.
Maybe we'll get there, maybe we won't.
Very fair point. There's going to be more of this, not less. New smuggling routes.
That's exactly what French officials are saying, and indeed, I mean, it's kind of obvious. I mean, why the government here absolutely denied the chance of there being migrants and refugees coming across the Channel other than the Channel ferries and the Channel Tunnel. And yet, of course, if you reinforce security, which they've done at the ferry crossings and the Channel Tunnel, then lo and behold, people start pitching up at other places.
Absolutely.
And so we saw two incidents last week.
Yep.
And it's one of those things where you think, for goodness sake, in 1944, the main channel crossings were so enforced that the D-Day invasion took place on small harbours and quiet beaches. It's exactly what's happening in reverse, if you like, with migrants and refugees. And so, therefore, with our four patrol boats, there are a lot of questions being asked if Britain, frankly, can handle this.
Yes, I agree with you. I mean, it's big, big issue. I mean, we're lucky. An island continent. We can control our borders. But that's what borders are for. If you can't control the borders, you don't have to worry about a government. You'll be governing for everybody.
Exactly. It's meant to be number one, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well done, Adam. It's a big issue. We're going to be talking more about it. Just repeating, those of you who've just tuned in, Sam Stosur is through to the French Open semi-final. In these heavy conditions, she's playing quite magnificently. She's won in straight sets, and now she'll play the very good Spaniard Muguruza, the young, tall, attractive girl. 7 o'clock.